Yes.
I'm not cutting you off. We've given everybody a lot of leeway tonight.
Yes,
I'm not going to cut you off, but I do have a bit of a theoretical question, and it comes down to, is there a substantive objection to the building itself? If it was something that is being proposed to create an economic benefit to preserve the castle, and if that happened without any impact to the economic viability of the golf course or your client's interest, and if for whatever reason your client was incentivized to give permission to use this right of way, would there be a substantive objection to the building itself? I mean, because you're making a very good, cogent legal argument, but we're not the judge in the sense that we're going to decide between whether you're correct on the right-of-way or Mr. McCarthy is correct on the legal arguments of the right-of-way. My question to you is on the substance of this building. Is there, if you resolve the right-of-way issue itself and you're left with whether or not the building gets built, is there a substantive objection by the country club to have this building situated here?
Okay, so if I understand your question correctly, excuse me, you're asking that if Eastgate, if our property was not being utilized to access the property in the way that it is here, in other words, it went through Westgate Drive.
No, my question is if for whatever reason your client was persuaded to allow the right-of-way to be utilized by this building, is there a substantive objection to the construction of the building itself?
It is not about the building itself. It's about the fact that the access is through our property, which we cannot be persuaded and will not be persuaded to allow. Additionally, the covenants and restrictions are a right of my client. My client was a beneficiary of that, and my client does not want to give up the benefits of those covenants and restrictions, and my client has that legal right. And, you know, I would also point out that I have not heard a single legal ground by which my client should be forced to allow access to its property.
I never said forced, I said persuaded.
But no, I'm not referring to your question. I understand that. You never did say that. What I'm saying is that it's clear, as counsel said, that there is no written document giving an easement right. We know there can't be an easement by prescription, clearly. So where is the legal right? There can't possibly be a legal right, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. And so that is the problem. Now, while the club was willing to allow its property to be utilized for access to the previously approved project, it has no involvement whatsoever in this project. Its property is in no manner part of this application. And I submit that if this project is ever going to be done, it has to be via Westgate Drive, because our property cannot be used. There is no legal right to access it. And if the town board purports to approve the application with access as depicted, the club will have no choice but to contest it in Supreme Court.